익숙한 명작 읽기
Robin Hood
Chapter 1 Rob Becomes an Outlaw In the days of good King Harry II of England, there were certain forests in the North Country used by the king to hunt. These forests were cared for and guarded by the king's foresters. One of these royal forests was Sherwood, near the town of Nottingham. In this forest lived Hugh Fitzooth, Sherwood's head forester. He lived there with his wife and son Robert. The boy had been born in Locksley Town, so he was called Rob of Locksley. He was a handsome and strong boy. As soon as he could walk, he delighted in going into the forest with his father. From his father, he learned to use the longbow. His loving mother, who was from a noble family, taught him to read and write. Rob learned these lessons well, but he was happiest walking in the forest with his bow in hand. Rob's happiness soon ended because his father had enemies. One of these enemies was the Sheriff of Nottingham. One day the Sheriff convinced King Harry that Rob's father had criticized the King in public. Hugh was arrested for treason and sent to jail. Rob and his mother were kicked out of their house. Rob's mother died of shock, and Rob went to live with his uncle, Sir Gamwell. Soon after, Rob got the news that his father had died in prison. Sir Gamwell was a kind man who gladly took care of Rob. Many years later, he said,
Rob, there is a chance for you to use that bow for a good purpose. There is an archery contest at a fair in Nottingham. The first prize is a golden arrow.
Rob's eyes lit up. I would like a chance to compete, he said, and perhaps I could win a place as a forester, even if I don't win first prize.
Now I can see that you are more suited to spend your days walking under the trees,
said Sir Gamwell.
Good luck to you, lad.
The next day Rob set off. It was mid-morning when he came across a group of men. Immediately, he saw the man who had replaced his father as head forester. He was a good friend of the Sheriff of Nottingham. Rob decided not to say anything and kept walking. But the head forester, who did not recognize Rob, spoke up.
Where are you going, boy, with your cheap bow and toy arrows? Do you think you have a chance at the fair?
Rob felt a sudden rage. My bow is as good as yours, he said to the head forester. The head forester replied,
Then show us some of your skill, boy. I'll bet you 20 silver coins that you cannot hit the mark I choose.
Name your mark, said Rob. I accept your challenge. The head forester pointed to a group of deer far away. Quicker than a flash, Rob took the bow from his back and let an arrow fly. It pierced the heart of the leading deer. Then the head forester grew angry and yelled,
Foolish boy, do you know you have killed one of the king's deer? The penalty is death. Get out of here and do not show me your face again.
Rob replied angrily, Fine, for I have seen your face too often. You are the one who wrongly took my father's job. With that, Rob turned and walked away. The head forester suddenly realized who Rob was and knew he was an enemy. He picked up his bow and shot an arrow at Rob's back. Rob heard the twang of the bow and escaped from it. Quickly, Rob sent an arrow back. The head forester fell forward, dead as he hit the ground. In that second, Rob disappeared into the forest. For several hours, Rob ran until, tired and hungry, he came to a small house. When he was younger, he had visited the kind widow who lived in this house. So this time he boldly opened the door and entered. The old widow was happy to see him and gave him some bread. Rob told her his story, and she sighed.
"An evil wind is blowing through Sherwood,"
she said.
"The poor have nothing because the rich take everything. My three sons killed the king's deer to keep us from starving. They are outlaws, and now they hide in the forest. They tell me that 40 men, all skilled archers, are hiding with them."
"Where are they?" cried Rob. "I would like to join them."
"My boys will visit me tonight,"
said the old woman.
"Stay here and meet them if you want."
When Rob met the three sons, he was eager to join their band. They were men like him who loved the forest and were skilled with a bow. They accepted him and told him that their band was looking for a leader.
"We are looking for someone who can use his head as well as his bow,"
said one.
"All of us are wanted by the sheriff, so if one of us wins the archery contest in Nottingham, he will be our leader."
"What a coincidence," said Rob, standing suddenly. "I was on my way there before all this trouble started. I will disguise myself and win the prize."
He spoke with such confidence and passion that the three sons were impressed. They wished him luck and told him they would serve him gladly if he was the winner. He must bring the golden arrow as proof.